Rum Runners. Under the cover of darkness, the Sea Island, a Canadian rum runner, attempted to enter a small, secluded harbor a mile north of Depot Bay. At the rock-rimmed entrance, she ran aground, and the crew hastily unloaded the cargo, stashing some of the illegal spirits in a nearby cave and burying more beneath the sand. Then they made a telephone call and were picked up by several automobiles. Coastal residents soon uncovered the cache: 51 drums of pure alcohol, 4 barrels of rum, and 275 cases of whiskey. A huge party was in full swing when the state police arrived. They made no arrests, but ordered those in attendance to carry the containers of alcohol, or what was left of them, up the trail and load it onto trucks. The confiscated cash was taken to the storeroom in the Toledo City Jail. Shortly after midnight, 2 trucks, a sedan, and a coupe drove into Toledo and parked beside the city jail. Several men hustled a portable cutting torch into position. They cut down the steel jail doors while men with machine guns stood guard. The liquor was loaded onto the trucks, and the gang nearly made their escape. But one of the trucks stalled, giving time for 2 officers to arrive. With guns drawn, they approached the convoy, and the rum runners gave up without a fight. The men stood trial and were given lengthy prison sentences. But none ever served a single day, because the National Prohibition Act was repealed on December 5th, 1933.